Poslušate podcast Vidno polje, ki ga s Tam Tam in Radijom Študent pripravljava Biga in Kunta. Pozdravljeni.
Lep pozdrav.
Danes imamo spet posebnega gosta, tako rekoč še eno legendo jugoslovanskega dizajna.
Oh, fuck.
Bojana Hadžihaliloviča, pozdravljen.
Drago mi je, da smo tu. Thank you for having me here. Lahko se, kako se govori, fine mate, ne?
Tako,
fine mate.
Bomo se imeli fine. But we will switch to global English for many purposes. So, hello, Bojan. Maybe a quick introduction. So, Bojan was one of the founders of design studio Trio Sarajevo, which was involved in developing designs for the records, maybe
covers, actually.
Covers, yeah. Plavi orkestra, first cover.
Yes. Yeah. White Button, Bielo dugme.
Bielo dugme. Also, news magazines, Dani, Mladina, theater and film posters. Maybe you remember Kako je propao rock and roll.
Yeah, the first
design.
Movie, yeah.
You did everything.
At that time, 80s.
Everything a young designer should do. A young, successful designer. So, records and film posters, yes.
Yeah. But your success is still going on, as you progress through the years. So, now you have an agency, Fabrika,
in Sarajevo. Yes.
That is involved in design, computer graphics, TV animation, TV spots.
Well,
production.
Everything what is advertising.
What is
today.
That
yeah.
You're also a professor.
Yeah, I'm teaching from the an Academy of Fine Art in Sarajevo, visual communication. Actually, everything started during the war. I never thought that I will teach or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I was I had one call from Academy, my ex-professor called me and told me, well, all the teachers left Sarajevo. So we got to continue somehow. We have students. Daily they are going on the front line. Mm-hmm. Later on they are coming to academy, working, doing something. Mm. So we got to have somebody. And immediately I thought that that's my job to do during the war, to care about young designers and so on. So I immediately start. So actually I'm teaching almost 30 plus years. And all the professor now on the Academy of Fine Art, on visual communication and the other, actually was my ex-student. So I'm the...
So it's like a reset like of the academy, something like that.
Yeah, and for me, I'm like number one in Alan Ford, you know. ask me about everything. So that's my destiny also. But when you are working with the students, you are always have something, some kind of fresh mind. I'm following... new generation and so on.
What kind of student was Aydin Bašić, which was also our guest?
Aydin Bašić was rather good students, like Dečko koji obećava.
A promising,
promising young talent.
Yes, exactly.
Young talent. For me, he's still like have that young energy and so on. Mm-hmm. But actually, he was a little bit serious about design, understanding design, and his next move when he decided to leave Sarajevo to go go west. Well, I think that he's doing now a nice work, and also my students, we have every year like a festival of design which called Pop-Up. And last year he was like a guest, so he had a lecturing for the young students and had a workshop and so on. So it's still going on.
And somehow. He's already teaching other young people.
Yeah, so. Which is nice.
You said that Aydin was very serious, and still is, I would say, very serious about design, but you are not, in contrast? Or what did you want to say with that?
I never was serious. You know, I have my colleague, like Boštjan Kenda Botas. Mm-hmm. He's like serious design. When he's speaking about design, when he's working some visual communication for some architecture and so on. Everything for me is very serious, had step by step. It's like a mathematics and physics. I was always like...
Playful,
and I always got to have the reaction in first 1 hour, and sometimes I'm designing of feeling of fearness, and I like to jump on the any kind of briefing which I get or something.
Like you follow your guts, your instinct.
Yes, and I like some kind of provocation. For me, it's if it's just beautiful, it's boring. So I decided to choose another way of doing the stuff.
Well, ugly and interesting.
Ugly.
Just kidding, of course.
Well, you can see the works of Bojan and his colleagues of Trio Sarajevo also in Cukrarna in these days in 36th Graphic Biennale. The exhibition is called Gray Zone, Siva Zona, which will be mostly focused for our debate, but let's start with the beginning. So, Trio Sarajevo, how did you come together? How did you start?
It's very simple. We was on the academy on the same year, and there was the two girls, Leila and Ada, and first few days we get the contact and everything. And then we thought, okay, maybe we can work something together. Let's make some kind of studio. We didn't have too much time. We thought that we got to go to immediately to work, to do something. And we decided...
But sorry, it was the first year of academy, right? It was
first,
very early.
First year. Yeah, so like, that's what I'm trying to tell young colleagues here.
You were like 20 or how much?
Yeah, we was like 18, 19 or something, 19. Yes.
Very serious, actually, I mean, approach.
Because you are stupid enough to do the stuff. And if you lost, you are not, you are young, you know.
You don't care about mistakes.
But if you win, you are better than your professors and everything. So I think if some young... designers or entrepreneur, how do you call it today? I think that they got to react. Faculty is actually just some kind of parallel happening to you, but you got to find your place in the
outside of
world of communication and everything, and you got to jump on it. And we was lucky because on industrial design on the first year our friends was Sasha Losic. He had a band, Blue Orchestra, Plavi Orchestra, and then they just made it in Zagreb, and he told us, why don't you make a cover for us? So we jump on like it was like Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, it was a bit
Sergeant Pepper, but fake Beatles, one with the XU symbols, actors, warriors, sports guy or something like that. Because we thought that they are so good that they will be like Bosnian, or like Yugoslav Beatles or something like that, because there was it was like four of them. They were so sweet, young, and full of some kind of strange energy and so on.
A lot of energy, yeah.
Yes, and that album was sold like 500,000, the first album. I remember that because Losha and I was good friends, that he asked me once, can you give me your like bank account, because I had too much money, and so I got to give to somebody, and so that we are going to Ljubljanska Banka, and we have plastic bags in our pockets, and then we put our card, and they filled with the money. So it was like in Alan Ford, I don't know. So we get out of the bank with like three big plastic bags full of fucking money. It was unbelievable.
Movie and scene.
So then
did
I
those
him,
bags have a dollar sign on them?
White. Socialistic bags. And it's a strange because nobody cared about us. It was a lot of people around us. They didn't know actually what we are doing. And then we are going outside and I said, okay, what shall we do? He gave me, he took like this with the two hands, please give me some money and take the bags. And so there was fucking rich and we were so young and stupid and full of energy. Mm. But
pop, I mean superstars, no?
But all for right, us it was important that they are better of Bielo Dugme or something like that.
Yeah. You mentioned referencing the Sergeant Pepper from the Beatles. I mean, looking at your work, especially those exhibited these days at Cukrarna, the early work, there's a lot of referencing. I mean, and the pinnacle of that, I would say, are actually the posters and postcards of greetings from Sarajevo.
Yeah, like war postcards yeah. from the war. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of references. Even you even reference. I mean, you. It's like mean, yeah, it's like ready made, and then you take a ready made from Marcel Duchamp, and you use it yes. again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe talk about that a bit.
We also have Superman, Campbell Soup, Absolute Vodka, everything Olympic is, Games.
Yeah.
It's on the first idea. Okay, that the first that was one of the way how we make this fast design of dedicate to something. And then we thought, okay, during the war there is no it was 19, there was no internet and so on, the information and any kind of voice from the war zone was very, how can I say, very slow coming to the air or something like that. And we thought, okay, there is a lot of journalists every day from, you know, CNN, RAI, France, BBC, ABC, I don't know, every day. And mostly they were shooting sniper, suffering, the dead people, poor people, and everything. And then we thought, okay, maybe we can make some kind of small reference of design or some idea. And then we make like postcards, which is like 10 centimeters per 15, doesn't matter. And then we thought, okay, what shall we do? Let's make a joke with all the famous brands
from the West, the
Western
actually, yeah.
from the culture. West, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't care about Russia. Any kind of Russia didn't involve too much.
But there was no, I mean, there was, I think, okay, I was barely born in Yugoslavia, but I think it was the Western symbolics was more present than Russian in Yugoslavia.
Absolutely.
It was, no?
Absolutely,
there
yeah.
There was more like was... Russian figures from Russian music.
Well, let's say Idoli, like a band, they okay, was, yeah. They have some kind of connection with Malchiki and so on, but that yeah. was also some kind of camp mm-hmm. or some kind of reference to the either Western or Eastern world, because we thought that Yugoslavia was a really small country, mm-hmm. but from now on, we think that it was fucking big country and it was over 20 million and a lot of energy and very serious army and very serious politician and blah, blah, blah.
But, very serious ideology.
But at that time, through the rock and roll and especially what's happening in Slovenia at that time, we was very much watching at the punk and paraffin punkerty, I don't know, a lot of bands and a lot of visual stuff from Slovenia.
It was time for new ideas emerging, no? Because punk is not just punk, it was also ideas about, I don't know, in Slovenia, also not so much about independence, but about this, like, political equality and pluralism.
Fuck the government. There is still that kind of energy even today, but it's okay. It's on internet and so on.
Yeah.
But we was very Mladina was, let's say, for my generation was very important. They was like brave. They was silly. They was they was having a joke with the army and everything.
Yeah.
They were doing the stuff which you mustn't do that.
Yeah.
And then when we start to work with Bjelo Dugme and with everything, you know, Bregović is always have just the idea how to provoke and how to be forbidden maybe or something like that.
It was quite punk, in my opinion. I mean, also the appropriation of Western symbols. It's just like fanzines, you know. It kind of reminds me of the punk zines.
That was like Bulldozer, let's say.
Yeah,
very precise.
So the scene actually kind of gave you confidence in that
regard? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when we see the cover of Bulldozer, we get crazy completely. We adore them. We hate Bjelo Dugme and we just love what was like make a photocopy on and have no glamorous or something like that.
But I like let's say the Campbell soup, which is very strong because of what's the guy's name?
Warhol,
of course. Yeah. And it's appropriated, but not like Warhol, not for self-promotion or for some abstract ideas about art and stuff, but you used it to promote, to get the world attention for the war and misery that was in Sarajevo.
And especially because we were eating like almost 3 years just the cans. We really didn't have probably like in Gaza today, unfortunately, but we didn't have eggs or I don't know, flour or bread or anything, and we just have a cans. And when I have a birthday party on 94, I think 30 years or something like that, and I get some special from my friend, some special can, which was like the strongest and the best. But the day of the expiration was 1964. So I Americans, they sent to us actually
expired goods.
Expired like for the 20, or probably in Vietnam or something like that. So they have a big... so actually it was a story about what we were eating at that time. I had I think 30 kilos less or something like that.
But yeah. These things, postcards, initially they were posters.
We make together, first we make a poster, postcards, because we are designer.
So first they were postcards.
First there was postcard. Okay, yeah. And then later on we make from that, my father was a designer, old school designer.
Yeah.
And he teach me when you have a small format, then you make that, how can I say, a net. For the 1 centimeters, and then you know you are making a big one.
How to blow it up.
Blow it up actually somehow with our hand. And also we decided to use only black and red because we didn't have a tempera or the stuff like that. In my street, a lot of parents bring from their kids to us the tempera or something like that, and mostly they have white, black, and red.
So everything was made by hand.
Everything was made by hand.
DIY. Yes. So, but in a different.
And I have the originals. Maybe that one. That is maybe the last exhibition which is handmade, and you have original posters somehow and so on.
But like you said, there was a lot of shortage with supplies, art supplies, and all that. Even paper. And one of the things exhibited that has nothing to do with posters. But it's I would like to mention, because you pointed out at the exhibition, it's the poetry book, or yes. It's not actually a book. It's please tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, one of our friends, Zlatan Fazlić Fazla, he was rather popular at that time, having some song about Sarajevo, about
a poet.
He was a poet and musician, and he told me, okay, I would like to make a book of my poetry. I said, are you crazy? But you don't have money, we don't have a paper, what to do? Let's think something maybe which is small and which is... At that time he was working on postcards, but I tell him, hey, maybe we can make a toilet paper, because the toilet paper was like 1 marca, and we ask. I start to ask some question about a few printer house which already doing some job, and they tell me, okay, yes, we have that toilet paper and so on.
So they
and we decided actually to make a real set of the toilet paper with like 30 songs and everything. So he told me, so somebody will sit on the toilet, take the paper, read my poem, and
wipe his ass
somehow.
Yeah.
And he told me, yeah, actually I like it, and really we make it, and it's funny when you don't have anything how you come up with some ideas. But also with our postcards, actually we didn't have money at that time. There was a situation, we was lucky because they call us from Fabrika Duhana Sarajevo, factory of
tobacco
from Sarajevo, and ask us, we want to make the first real Bosnian cigarette, and we want to take all the heraldic from Bosnia and so on. And I said, oh, but it's maybe a little bit stupid that we are smoking Bosnia. They said, yeah, it's coming up from the government, they want to have it, and we make a design and everything. They ask us, okay, how can we pay you? I tell, can you pay us with the cigarettes and so on? So when we get that box of full of I don't know, šteka, how do you call it? Mm-hmm. Like
šteka,
10 boxes šteka, yeah.
Box of boxes.
Yeah. Then we decided, we was rather rich actually with these cigarettes, and we take half of the cigarettes we are just taking for smoking, but half of that we are exchange for paper for the black and red color. And then we went to one printer house which is actually doing the stuff for the army and a little bit forbidden and so on, and they decided to help us, and they do it for free. So we have that set of the postcard, like 24 or something like that. And anybody who is coming to Sarajevo, like a journalist or directors or actors or good people and everything, we just gave it to them, a full package of Sarajevo's, story about... people in the war and so on, and very fast it was all over the world in media written about that, and
yeah,
we was in one moment rather popular. We was I think that we get a world record of redesigning the, the stuff.
Yeah. But how was it received at home? The postcards.
The postcards.
And the imagery.
Yeah, yeah, people.
Sarajevo,
they like it. They like it. Because during the war, we was like the best. From our in our city, I think that time was that we was best people, that we care about each other, that we support each other, that we was proud if we are still alive and so on. So,
yeah, with Peter we were thinking before the show, we were discussing how to talk about this, and we were thinking that war, like there is this saying, war brings out the worst in people. But here you have almost miraculous. I mean, you have what you did. It's full of humor, full of provocative, full of wit, intelligence.
Yeah, like you said, you like to have fun with design and watching these. Watching this work is actually very, you know.
But it's proactive. No? It's not. You're not putting yourself in this victim position. But it's like, yo, we're here. We're creating.
No, it wasn't pathetic somehow. Exactly, maybe few of them was like that.
Yeah.
I think that we was proud that we are still alive and that we love our city. Actually, it's very simple. You have a bad guys who are around the city and you have good guys who is fighting for the city. It's very,
for our city.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, Gaza today is similar destiny. And what is happening there that somehow we are... We can't listen to them. We don't know how they look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, they have a different color of the skin. And that is also somehow our, I don't know, white people are watching like that.
Mm.
So it's really sad and horrible.
Yeah.
But somehow Slovenians are really, I'm very proud of how even your government is doing the...
Yeah.
That stuff, and I think that it's important not to ignore that somehow.
I just saw last week on a Twitter, Palestinians made a video saying they were sorry to the Italians because they were blending the spaghettis. They were making flour out of spaghettis.
Oh, fuck. Because
of the water situation. And I thought, fuck, I mean... These guts, exactly. Brave. It's a brave act to do this kind of stuff. One for me was interesting also, Warhitecture project. It was a calendar or a...
Yeah, it was like a calendar with the 12 real photos of our friend Milomir Kovačević Strašni. Mm-hmm. And he actually made a picture after maybe 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the churches, mosques, sports objects and...
all the landmarks.
All the landmarks of Sarajevo was completely destroyed. So you can understand how fast is the black force is what is doing during the war.
But no matter what what's going on around you and your surrounding, you can still do something also as a designer. Like we discussed before about this quote, even if you don't have guns, you have design. Mm.
Somehow, especially in the it was a newspaper or magazines similar like Mladina, we have a Dani, days like... And they are, we work for them like for like 100 issues and so on, actually whole war. And almost these every 15 days, how much they have issues. And so we really fight from the cover. We fight for the real... For the, how can I say, against our government, trying to make them as much as possible human and careful about our people and so on. So it was rather nasty somehow.
You hung up Miki Miška.
Yes.
But that was before war, I think. But so you were not talking to the audience, but also to the politicians.
Yeah. You got to fight against everybody who is bad guys.
Yeah.
Even like, let's say, Mladina is doing today, as I understand.
Yeah, of course. The issue of Mladina that just came out today, Friday, it has your design again.
Yeah, it's a silly story. Yeah. Because...
last one was... Was it the last one or 2 weeks ago?
No, it was the beginning of the May, I think, with the Nazi cake.
Oh, I thought you meant the one that came out yesterday.
Ah, yeah.
With those today, pirates.
Yeah. Nazi cake was the dedicate actually for the cover which we made 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Actually, on that day of fighting against fascism,
which for the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Or 80th?
No, the 50th. 50th was the original, and now it was reproduced, reprinted.
And they decided to put the same cover,
but without the napkin.
I don't know why. Yeah. Where we lost.
Napkin? Well, the napkin was originally under the swastika cake.
The white napkin, which is the background of the Red Cross, not Red Cross, the Black Cross. But 2 days ago, I was drinking coffee in Sarajevo, and Robert sent me a message. Oh, we have we need an idea for the new cover.
Botteri.
Yeah, Robert Botteri. And he tell me it's story about internet, but our government is actually misusing internet. They stole internet from us and so on. That was the title and so on. But he told me I need a cover for tomorrow. I was drinking coffee and going to academy to work with the students. And then I, like a joke, I ask our best friend ChatGPT, okay, I'm working something from Ladina, that is the title, and blah blah blah, and in like 7 seconds he give me the one solution dedicated with the pirates. Actually, I give him so that then Robert asked, okay, maybe can they put like Janša or Trump or I don't know, Elon Musk, is that also possible? And I ask ChatGPT, can you maybe do this, and after 7 seconds he made that. And so when I finish the coffee, they have like proposition for the cover.
You're already done, so to speak.
So it's very dirty what we have done. With usually we make a Tomo illustrator, but he was doing that when we have like. We sit on Monday and make some ideas about what got to be do and who we got to punish this time. And then he take few days to draw.
Or one night.
Sometimes one night, but that was happen. So I'm ashamed actually.
You consider it dirty,
What we can.
But you did it once, you know, it's easier. Yeah. Now it's easier to do it again.
That's true.
But the message is more important than the process, I think.
Absolutely not. I strongly disagree, sorry.
He's also doing things by hand a lot of times. Me, I'm more copy-paste kind of a guy, so yeah.
But how does it feel for a let's go back to the swastika cake. How does it feel to see your work reproduced again or recycled?
I'm very proud of that. I'm a lucky guy because we have opportunity to work for Mladina. I mean, we are Bosnians at the end of everything, and I'm really proud that somehow we are also part of Mladina history. There is a lot of other covers which are also very provoke and very dirty but I'm very happy because of that, of course.
Okay, maybe two last questions. How is Sarajevo today in sense of posters, of visuals? Is there any production or like city posters being somewhere?
No, mostly it's everything is commercialized completely. So we are still on the side of underground, and I'm even with my students, we are making the stuff which belong most of the underground, fighting against
dominant
of the government and everything, because we are actually I think that you know, when I come to Ljubljana, I have that cultural shock when I watch how it's everything is here, like I don't know, it's wonderful. It's very nice to walk around. You see happy people. You see too many maybe tourists and everything is made for them somehow.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, your facade is beautiful. Your even that center is so nice to be in and have a good feeling. And you are still, if it's some underground culture, you have that still some kind of strength of not caring about commercial stuff or something like that.
It's easier, almost. So, I mean, you don't need to compete with it. No?
So somehow you did it, I think. You did it like...
I don't know.
That's well, that's refreshing to hear always, you know.
Yeah, because we sometimes forget. That
a lot of times we do. Yes, we do. Yeah.
Don't forget.
Okay, I think we finished.
I think so.
So all the listeners, you're welcome again to go to see the exhibition Grey Zone, Siva Cona in Ljubljanska Cukrarna. Bojan, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me here.
To je bilo Vidno polje. Pozdravljajo vas še Biga pa Kunta. Čau.
Čau.